Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. You know what time it is, it's 5 o'clock. And as promised, we have the band Edison Hollow in here. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Hello.
Hey there. All right, you ready to get started?
Yes, sir.
All right, what song do you have for us now?
Right now, a song called Circle of Madness.
Started out with the first one, caught me off guard.
Hello.
That'll teach me to try to sleep on the job. Just kidding, though. Yeah, I always joke with the bands when they come in. They always get me with at least one song per set. They have that one that just ends abruptly. It just catches me off guard. So anyway, Edison Hollow, why don't you gentlemen go around the room and introduce yourselves for our listeners.
Tyler Chernoff, bass guitar and lead vocals.
My name is Jordan Stockdale. I play the lead guitar, do some backing vocal. My name's Aaron Lindo. I also do backing vocals and drums sometimes.
All right. So how long you gentlemen been together as a band?
Me and Jordan have been together for going on 5 or 6 years now.
Long time.
Aaron's been in the band for about a year and some change now. We used to be a four-piece, and I played rhythm guitar, but we had some lineup issues, and I got demoted.
Demoted.
I play bass now, and I sing. It's working as of now.
That's not being demoted. What are you talking about?
Well, when you had so much fun playing guitar, it's a different sound too. Mm-hmm. We had to really fine tune what me and Jordan were doing so it would work better, because we always just had two guitars and it filled a lot of sound. Now we had to think about it the other way and taking an element out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it made us better musicians, honestly. Detrimental as we thought it was.
It's good to change around once in a while, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now you can't talk down about any part of the band, really. I've always known, because I've played guitar, that I did both rhythm and lead, and to me, rhythm was harder than lead, really.
I agree with you.
You know,
yes, I agree with you.
And as far as bass and drums, if you don't have a good bass and drums, then your band isn't worth anything.
Absolutely.
That's something we're super meticulous about,
yeah.
Especially me. If I can't hear the bass, man, I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the bass player we had before, I mean, as you heard from the first song, I mean, I'm not putting him down at all. He was a damn good funk musician.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can hear, we're not really
a funk band, no.
And I always knew what the bass needed to sound like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm honestly kind of grateful. As you know, it was a little joke in the beginning about being demoted, but it's really expanded my understanding of
the role bass.
Of bass with the drums, with the guitars.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, singing is always important, but
that's the one part I could never get. I could never sing and play at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, I grew up, I liked a lot of metal.
Mm-hmm.
And learning how to, I had no choice, because I was also the only one of my friends that could sing.
Mm.
So I had to figure out how to play and sing at a very early age. I know how to play piano and stuff, too, so that helps work the two sides of the brain thing, I think.
Well, that's three sides, isn't it? Play the piano and singing?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, it's not easy. I'm not that great of a pianist, but it's fun.
That's cool. All right, why don't we do another one?
Sounds good. This song is called Pull the Plug.
All right, let's horse around, boys.
Yeah.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Edison Hollow.
Hey, hey.
All right. Okay. So how did you start singing then? You can tell you've been doing it a while.
Yeah, I've been singing since I was since I can remember. I didn't really get good at it till I was about 15. I'm 21 now, so I've learned a lot along the way. Big inspiration to me was, if you ever listen to the Rival Sons,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
his vocals really showed me, like, what I could do, because I never really thought about, I thought all that stuff, high screaming and all that stuff, I thought that stuff was mm-hmm. left in 89 80s. Or 90 before Nevermind came out or something, but I learned that, it's still pretty awesome if you can do that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. And then you're going to stand out, because I agree with you. Most of the bands right now, they just want to do that really low-pitched macho thing, you know? That.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to listen to, and it's fun to be at those shows and everything, but personally, that music doesn't reach me mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. It's fun, but I couldn't imagine writing that kind of music personally. It's just not my background either. You know, I'm a Beatles guy, so
okay.
That's not my thing, but yeah.
Yeah, because I was looking at your site and it was talking about that, how you say that you have kind of a classic rock influence, but you put a modern twist on it.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate of our sound, I think.
So you probably grew up on a lot of the stuff your parents listened to.
Yeah,
and
all
that's,
three of us did.
That's what yeah. That was your start, and then you moved on from there?
Yeah, I grew up with the Beatles and blues music, like the old Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters blues music.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I hit 13, and I hit puberty, and I started getting angry. So I found,
like we all do.
Yeah. And then I found Metallica, like everyone does, and, you know, I got a little bit into the metal stuff, and then when it started getting extreme, I kind of backed out of it and stopped really caring about it. And then I went through a Zeppelin phase, and I wanted to play drums, and went through the 70s rock phase, and I think it's all kind of amalgamized, if that's a word, into everything we do. So it's all that
mm-hmm.
all the 70s rock with the 60s pop and soul music with the blues music with some of the metal edge stuff all into one.
Okay.
I think.
So where do you think your influence stops as far as time? I mean, not completely, but you know what I'm saying, where you can say, well, not a lot after then, you know?
I've thought about that a lot, and, I mean, these guys can answer how they feel, but for me, it was probably after the grunge era mm-hmm. died. A lot of the early 2000s stuff I never got into, and you know, there's some stuff coming up now that I'm starting to like.
There always will be.
Yeah, there's always stuff that you'll like, but I think probably after the grunge days is mm-hmm. where most of my stuff stops. I don't know about Jordan or Aaron.
What about you, gentlemen?
I think it's good to always keep an open ear to what's being made now, and I especially think it's, like, now more important than ever, because I feel like the younger people are really starting to realize that music isn't the commodity that people made it out to be, I guess, for a while. So you're seeing, like, a resurgence in, like, the record industry and stuff like
vinyl,
that.
Vinyl, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. There's a lot of up-and-coming people that are...
Yeah, truly. A lot of people are really...
inspirational.
Yeah, they're really trying to take music
That's
and
crazy,
bring it somewhere
yeah.
instead of trying to stagnate on the same thing.
Mm.
A lot of, especially with, like, all these new funk musicians and,
yeah.
like, Ghost Note and Snarky Puppy and groups like that, where it's all the fusion bands.
Hmm.
Yeah, truly.
And that's kind of bringing certain amount back, too, because I remember in the 70s when stuff like that was popular as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially progressive music, like bands like Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Well, mm-hmm. I think a lot of it, too, is that it's real musicians, real instruments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vinyl is a very tactile thing, and it's an experience again, and I think people are starting to rediscover that. And,
yeah.
You know,
everybody's.
Yeah, it's it's been coming back in a big way. I think people are kind of jaded with the perfectness of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not rock and roll. It's perfect.
Exactly, yeah. Perfectly digitally mastered audio and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think people really like
They want to take the human element out of the performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it seems like a lot of modern stuff is. But I think people are starting to realize they want more authenticity.
Yeah. Just got to remember John Lennon when he yelled out, "I got blisters on my fingers."
I thought that was Ringo. I'm not sure.
Mm.
But I do. Yeah.
But even so, you get the point of it. It's
yeah. Because
like
he was, you know.
It's like if you haven't broken any skin, you haven't been playing.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we do another one, gentlemen.
Absolutely. The song's called Me, My Thoughts, and I.
One, two, three.
Take your medicine to make you feel all right. Walls are closing in to make you walk upright. 'Cause everything inside's what makes you who you are. In your mind and in time, you will find the wanted life.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We are here with Edison Hollow, their first time playing for us here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. So tell our listeners, like, how do we find your band, all the different media sites, all that stuff?
As of right now, we're on Instagram and Facebook. You can just find us by searching our name. We luckily got the first tags for them, so that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
We actually just got done recording an album, so we'll have that out hopefully in like October, September, somewhere in there. We're just trying to figure out the logistics of all of that. So,
yeah, we want to try to get a music video too, which will launch a YouTube page probably for us also.
Which we're also shooting footage right now for.
Yeah.
Okay. So, forgive me, you said that was going to be a full length?
Yes.
Okay. So
9 songs, most of the ones. The last one you heard isn't going to be on it, but pretty much the rest of these you'll hear tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Will all be on there.
Every once in a while I'll ask that, you know, and I'm always curious. So when they say, okay, this song's not going to be on there, any reason why? Is it?
It was written after we recorded the album.
Okay.
As simple as that.
Simple as a timing.
We're pretty far into the second
we
album.
We actually
already had
to re-record the second song we played at in the process of making the album. We were like, well, maybe we could, while we're at it, record the one we just did.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, nah, we'll save it. But
for the next time.
Yeah, we could have done it, but money and stuff, so.
Yeah, because you always hear about the bands that say, yeah, we recorded, 15 songs, and then they're only going to release 10 of them, and it's like, okay. You know.
Yeah, I don't really get that. I'm pretty old school as far as my thinking on the whole releasing music thing. I know it's not what I think it should be, but that's something I have to deal with.
I'm with you, bud.
But we wanted to record a full length because we've been a band for so long and some of these songs have been around for long enough that we thought it was about time we put them out officially. And, we got lucky meeting Aaron because we met Aaron right before we were about to go in. I was thinking I was going to have to do the bass and drums. And I was.
Oh, come on. You can do that.
It wouldn't have been the record it is, though. I think it sounds really good. And I'm glad we're. Glad we're with Aaron, honestly.
Yeah, I'm super fortunate that these guys decided to pick me up, man. It's been great playing with them, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far.
Okay, and I'm sure it's fun playing live. Well, not just like you're doing here, but at shows.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Watching people's reaction to stuff you created is a feeling that you can't find anywhere else,
Especially because, in music, you're kind of, selling nothing. You're selling feeling and, the promise that, we're going to entertain you for the night. So you really want to make sure, no matter how small or big the show is, that everybody's getting their money's worth of performance, And we also like to enjoy it, so it's a give and take, for sure.
I've talked to many artists over the years. I've had the pleasure of talking and having people in here that have played for very large audiences. We've had a couple of the members of the Rockets in here. They've done some live performances for us. And these guys, they never made it really huge, but they did open up for bands like The Who and Kiss. And, they know what it's like to play in front of, 20, 30, 40,000 people.
Right.
Absolutely. And honestly, bands like that, when you meet the people from them, they're always the most, open about all the aspects of the industry, because the people that made it obviously came out on top, but the people that still kind of struggled with it will give you a much more honest opinion on how everything's working and where everything's going and stuff like that.
Yeah, but most of them agree, though. It's sometimes they said it would get to a point where it was just too big and they just didn't enjoy it.
Right.
I mean, it's great that, hey, look at this, I'm playing in front of 40,000 people, but only the first 3,000 or 4,000 can really see you and see you well and really get the experience.
Well, and it's only great when the last time you played was to only a couple hundred people,
Yeah.
It gets bigger every time, and then you get as big as you probably will go, and it's like, well, this is kind of it's getting a little boring now.
Right.
It's like playing. It's like if you stayed a bar band forever, I mean, you might still get something out of it, but you're still playing to. It's like, oh, yeah, same reaction I would get out of 50 people if I played last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just on a bigger scale, probably, is where the point is.
But as an audience member, I've always preferred the smaller shows. I always, go out of my way to see anytime a larger band, does that smaller club appearance, that's the one you want to go to.
Oh, absolutely. It's more intimate.
So you can actually feel it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm of the same.
I don't want to be sitting way in the back with my binoculars going, oh, I think that's the guitarist over there.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm with you on that, too.
But, hey, you never know. You guys might see that someday.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. All right, let's do another one.
Okay, this song's called No More Lies.
Away for a while, you have no idea what it does to me when I
Live from Studio J with Edison Hollow. All right. Well, I noticed you've been doing a couple of shows recently. Do you have any in the pipeline ready to go now? Or
As of right now, we just have the Sanctuary September 13th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our friends, the Lucid Furs, release that's show.
Oh, okay.
You should check those guys out, too. Those guys are awesome. Guys so. And gal.
So you've been doing some release shows lately, huh?
Well, yeah, the last one we did was, I mean, it's just coincidence. We're not, like, scouting for release shows.
No, no, but, just the way it happened,
the
yeah.
The last one we did was our, those are our friends, Elsie Banks.
Yeah, they're going to be here in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I was just thinking about that because they have quite a few members, and, I mean, this is a great space for the three of us, but mm-hmm. I'll be curious to see how that turns out for them. That'd be cool.
Oh, we've had as many as 12 or 15 at a time here, you know, jazz band, yeah. String dulcimer band, you know.
Yeah. It's a hot room for sure.
Uh-huh. We can make it work, no problem.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, but as it works, actually, the manager of Elsie Banks, Evan Westphalian, he produced our upcoming, so.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we'll be seeing him, I'm sure, in 2 weeks when the band comes in.
Yep, he will be here.
Okay, cool. All right, why don't we keep it going?
The song is called The Road Song.
You guys ready?
Yes. Gone for a while. I was reading the deepest corners of my mind. Took some time, but now the light is shining through. And come to find the guiding light was you. Yeah, the guiding light was you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J, broadcasting from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. And you are hearing the live sounds of the band Edison Hollow.
Hi, how are you?
All right. You guys want to do any shout-outs to anybody?
Definitely my boys in Escapes. My parents are probably listening. My dad's probably texting me and telling me what songs I'm messing up. So that's always great.
Your worst critic, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And also my best.
Oh, okay.
Always a shout-out to the parents. We wouldn't be here without them.
Yeah, good or bad.
I'm doing without them either, so they're important to me.
Cool.
I got to say the same thing. My mother, father, and stepfather. And my girlfriend, Morgan.
Aww.
I know she's listening. She's crying now.
She's crying?
She's probably crying.
Does she always do that when you play?
No, not in public. She's not a public crier.
Oh, okay.
God. I probably shouldn't go home.
Yeah, you did it now. You stepped in it.
You were doing so good, too.
I know. I done messed up. It was only a matter of time.
And we have all these witnesses, all the listeners.
Truly.
All their friends could say, yeah, I heard him say that, too.
The only guys that'll back me up are these two, and that's it's just not going to work now. There's too many people.
Yeah, outnumbered. All right, that's cool. All right, let's see. Yeah, we got plenty of time. Let's keep it going.
Good. This song is called Not Alone.
Hopefully the aliens are listening.
Yeah.
Destruction and creation, I know my time is paying. When you ring up fire and show, and the aliens are in control, I know not alone, not alone, not alone, I'm not alone.
of destruction and creation. I'll know my time is past. When the ring of fire has shown and the aliens are in control, I'll know, not alone, not alone, not alone, not alone, not alone.
Live from Studio J with Edison Hollow. Yeah. All right. So not alone.
That song's about aliens.
Aliens, huh?
Yeah. I was watching Ancient Aliens like 3 years ago whenever I wrote it. And they say a lot of really poetic things about those things that never happened. So.
I wonder why. And, of course, we've had that whole Area 51 lately.
Yeah, that's really, I think that's amazing that that even became a thing at all on a national level.
Now it's a music festival.
Is it?
I think so.
That's amazing. The Area 51 raid.
If not, you guys got to start it then.
Right.
Area 51 festival.
That'd be crazy. I know there's a lot of alien-themed bands around here that would love to do something like that, too.
I think that...
Oh, yeah, poster. Krillin and Space Skull?
Oh, sure, yes. It is a fake poster. It's just...
Yeah, they had a bunch of bands that were going to be playing.
Shout out Krillin and Space Skull. They just played at my house like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah, we do, every summer we do like a 10 to 13 band festival between our basement and our garage. And
why wasn't I invited?
We put it everywhere.
You're definitely
Hate
invited.
Less Fest.
Yeah, Hate Less. We call our house the Hate Less House when we have shows. We only usually do like 3 a year.
It's in the name. You just got to hate less and you're invited.
Yeah, exactly.
I could do that.
A lot of eclectic mixes of music, too.
Oh, sounds like...
A lot of rock and roll, a lot of metal.
No slouches on the musicians. Everyone's
no.
great.
It's pretty intimidating, but it's also really nice to kind of... It helps give yourself that push when you're surrounded by such talented people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. I wish we could name all the bands that play. It's just impossible.
Yeah, there's a long list.
All right. Yeah, let me know when the next one is. That sounds cool. All right. Let's do another one.
Do you want to do Wolfheart and then the new one? We only got like 15 minutes.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Cool.
This song's called Mr. Wolfheart. We'll be right back.
Studio J with Edison Hollow. Mr. Wolfhart. Cool.
Yeah, that's a raucous one.
Yeah, that's like almost like a show closer there, huh?
It typically is. We got one more, though, that we want to see if it's a show closer right now.
Okay.
Finished it last night.
Yeah, we wrote it last night.
Oh, so this is like a world premiere, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, cool. Where did this one come from?
The demons in my mind.
Really trying, like, now that I've been in the band for a little over a year now, we're really setting into the mechanics of all, like, how we all play together, and this is kind of the result of that. So.
Yeah, this is like we've gotten comfortable with each other now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with this one, we were trying to kind of throw ourselves a curveball.
Ah.
There's a lot of stuff that just, like, doesn't need to happen, but we think's cool, you know? Because that's what it's all about, is whether or not we like it. So,
well, being a band, it's like being in a team when you can anticipate what the other is going to do, even when it is a surprise, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of that in this one, too. So.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
It's called Bad Things.
Bad Thing. We'll be right back. Yeah, live from Studio J with Edison Hollow. Another good one.
Think okay. Think be a closer?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah. But you know what? We got almost 4 minutes left. You guys got another one in you, possibly?
Absolutely.
All right. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming down and playing for us. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
All right. Come again anytime.
Yeah, thank you for having us again. You want to do Coming For You?
Yes.
Okay. The song's called Coming For You. All these songs you'll be able to find on the album we will be releasing in October.
Except for that last one.
Except for the last one and one of the ones earlier, but that don't matter.
Cool.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.